You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Jillian Bridget Cohen, the CEO and co-founder of Virtual Health Partners, or VHP. VHP is an innovator in health and wellness focusing on live virtual nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle modification within a contained ecosphere of support. Jillian, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you today. Thanks for your time. So for starters, how did you become an entrepreneur? That'd be my first question. And what gave you the idea to start VHP?
I don't know if you ever truly intend to become an entrepreneur in life when you're a young kid growing up, but I was originally in finance. I'm the only non-doctor in my family. And physics and I in high school did not get along, Eric. It was like yin and yang. So my dad's like, thank God she wants to go into business. So I went into finance, and I had graduated college right after 9/11, and it was a super tough market on prior to 9/11 downturn. And then I was just lucky that I had a great job with AT&T and their financial leadership program. However, I realized that that really was not for me. And I had no idea that the area, I thought about going back to med school. My dad reminded me that I'd have to do 2 years of undergraduate to even qualify to go back. And I started scratching my head, and I was like, not sure about that one either. And ended up in this awesome field of medical device sales, where you're actually in the OR, in procedures, with surgeons, with physicians, very hands-on and very technology-driven. And I absolutely loved it. So I was first with Johnson & Johnson, and then I ended up going to the world of startup. And from there, I really got to know the weight loss and GI space very, very well. I was fortunate at Novari Surgical, the first startup I worked for, to get introduced to the lap band surgery. And we partnered with them, our actual global head of sales, Shelley, Vice President of Sales, Shelley Russell at VHP. I met there, and we've known each other for a very long time. Well, back in those mid-2000s, you literally would wait in line. So it was like packed seminar rooms about getting weight loss surgery in the lap band. And I then, the company I was working for sold, and I went to work for another startup outside of the weight loss space in the cluster headache and migraine space. But I stayed in touch with a lot of the key opinion leaders, doctors, friends that I had made. And within a 2-3 year period, that word lap band became a bad word. What happened? I was working outside the U.S., ended up coming back, and that worked for, back in the, you know, weight loss, GI, novel technology space in the U.S., and really saw how a lot of weight loss surgeries were getting redone. And then there was a whole new market of intragastric balloons coming out, and we're fortunate to have a very strong partner in that market called Obalon, which is a device that you swallow and it sits in your stomach temporarily. But the key to success of these balloons is the fact that they have to be partnered with nutrition and exercise. And really, if you look at any pharmaceutical product, nutrition supplement, any medical device, or even with fitness itself, it is all says plus nutrition or plus nutrition and exercise on that label. It's always, you know, right there on that black writing small on the label, and that's the success. So I said somebody needs to create the Uber for nutrition and make this at someone's fingertips. And that is how VHP was born.
And that is certainly awesome, and some great background there to kind of lay the groundwork to kick off our conversation. So tell us, what is VHP and how can it be accessed?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So VHP is the mother company, and we work directly with business partners. So we're a B2B2C company. And what that means is we're business to business to consumer. So we partner with everyone from fitness clubs to fitness equipment manufacturers now to insurance companies even. If, God forbid, you have cancer, we have some great insurers that will cover our services for those patients that have that insurance with cancer. And then we also have medical device companies, lots of hospital systems, medi spas are very popular, and you know, the like surgeons, physicians too. And they will all work with us and either provide the service as part of what they're giving at the Medi Spa with the care, or at the fitness club if you want to be able to do it on demand. So it gives you that ability to add in nutrition, but also access the programming that you want when you're not at the club to take home with you. And so we're always through a partner. So you can get invited through a partner. Some of our partners' apps are actually under their brand a lot of the time. Or we also have our own app called VHP Go that some of the centers that we work with choose to use it under that brand.
Now, Jillian, shifting gears a little here, tell us, what is one obstacle that you faced in the past year and how did you overcome that? I'm sure our listeners could learn something from your experience there.
Yeah, so it's always a great question, and it's, you know, I think it's being able to sometimes find the right people for every single role. So we have this great core group at the company, and we had to dramatically expand this year. So finding people that would continue to enhance the culture of the company and, you know, who understand that startup and have that drive was definitely something that as we were growing, we had to make sure. And it's always an obstacle finding that right fit. You wish that you could put people on a trial run because work is like a marriage, right? Like you're with people so frequently and so often. So, you know, we definitely took our time as we expanded. But I think expansion is amazing, but it's also an obstacle where you want to make sure that you're getting the right people.
Most certainly there, and great advice today. We're joined by Jillian Bridget Cohen, the CEO and co-founder of Virtual Health Partners, an innovator in health and wellness, focusing on live virtual nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle modification within a contained ecosphere of support here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, continuing on, what is your favorite thing about the workday?
My favorite thing. So I think my favorite thing is the first few sips of coffee I take. That's not necessarily my work day, but I have a really supportive husband. And we, as long as we're both home, always make sure we take 5 minutes in the morning. We catch up. We catch up about work. We catch up about life, everything, which I think is really important. And then I love getting my day started. I just get through email when I first wake up, so I make sure anything that comes in from outside the U.S. is taken care of before I start dealing with the U.S. And then I log into the platform, and I log in to see all of our stats, which probably is my favorite thing, to see that growth and to be able to see how we're helping people in so many different verticals in so many different ways.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that on a personal note. Now, looking at hiring, how do you go about hiring, or how did you go about hiring your first employees?
So, you know, I think, so our, you know, I'm fortunate where my network is quite large. So our first few employees, Emma, who heads up our operations, Rachel Daniels, who heads up nutrition, Shelley, who heads up our sales team, I have known, so I've known Emma and Shelley, I don't really want to date myself, but well over 10 years, probably closer to 15 years at this point. And then we are just really fortunate. We met Rachel right when she was coming out of one of her master's programs, and the team just completely jived together. And now we've built our leadership team from that initial core team. And we have a wonderful team, growing team, huge team of consultants in the U.S. and across the world who do care for nutrition and everything else. But I think the piece is making sure that you can rely on people. And, you know, it's this old saying, but there is no I in team, right? And if I have to be on every single call and do every single thing, I'm doing something wrong. And in how I manage, I'm also not trusting my team. So I think our leadership team is about trust and about hiring people that can also support those roles.
Yeah, trust is a key factor, no doubt. How can a company generate external funding? I'd like to hear your input here as well.
The external funding piece, it's always a lot of fun. So, you know, we've chosen to work with an investment bank to help us with those processes. But I had a phone call from a friend who I used to work with on Friday, and she, you know, is looking to start raising her Series A. And there's a number of ways that you want to do that. So obviously you've got that big bag Google machine where you really want to start by figuring out, first you want to make sure you have your pitch, right? You want to make sure you have something that's understandable to a potential investor of how it can be expanded, what your services are, and how you're a differentiated factor in the market. From that point, you then really want to be able to match. You've got crowdfunding, which is a great way. You can do the friends and family route. You can also then start looking up different angels, where angel investors are groups of individuals that come together to invest their money in one cohort so that they have, you know, more money together, power in numbers, right? And then you also, you have obviously venture capitalists, and then you have family offices, or you have public markets. So there's a lot of different options, and I think it's really important to look at where you are as a company to balance those pieces. And I definitely, you know, there's so many resources out there, and also podcasts like this, there can give so much information, and you can find a lot of what other entrepreneurs have done in specifics on great podcasts, like with what you do too.
And we certainly do appreciate your input there and for those kind words. Now tell us lastly, what are your expectations or goals for 2019 as we conclude today?
Expectations. So we want to hit our 100,000th user by probably somewhere around April, May, and then close the year with over 400,000 users as we, you know, rev up. So that's one key goal for us, just really expansion number of users and truly becoming the leader. And we already are, but getting our name out there through the partners and channels that we're working with to be known for this is who we go to for live virtual lifestyle modification, nutrition, and fitness.
Well, it sounds like you're right on track, and we certainly appreciate what you do in this space as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on Virtual Health Partners online, where's the best place to do that?
Absolutely. We're at virtualhealthpartners.com, or you can also see if you match up with one of our partners, and if someone wants to become a user, we can match you with one of those partners at VHP Go. You can download the app, request a code, and we'll match you with one of our partners.
And that sounds like a plan. Again, Jillian, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
I appreciate it, Eric. It's been great connecting with you, too.
And great to connect with you as well. We've been speaking with Jillian Bridget Cohen, the CEO and co-founder of Virtual Health Partners, an innovator in health and wellness focusing on live virtual nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle modification within a contained ecosphere of support. And for further details, visit virtualhealthpartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.